7, and we're sat in the woods after a well overdue rainstorm. Well,
but it's still sort of happening. It's still raining a little bit.
That's the thing with being under the trees, though, isn't it? It rains, and then even when the rain stopped, because the trees have hung onto it all,
yeah,
it drips down a little bit further.
But the heavens opened just at the end of one of our toddler group's last session for the end of term, and we were sitting around and doing our singing, and then the heavens opened, and all the children joyfully ran out into the rain and danced. And
yeah, so we kind of just thought it would be a nice thing to talk about. It probably won't take as long as our other topics, but we just wanted to talk about kind of
end of term,
isn't it? End of term and children moving on. And yeah,
we've been making our last sessions this week. We've been making pizzas in our cob oven, which feels like a really nice celebration, a bit of a kind of, you know, party feel. And it's very interesting for us to observe the children, because so we'll like play a game and then we'll go, right, we're doing pizzas, and you tend to cook the pizzas, don't you? And I'm like helping the children roll out the dough and do toppings and things. And then you've got a sort of steady flow. It's very free flow. You've got children sitting around eating, and then some children have finished or waiting for their pizzas to cook, just going off to play. And so there's maybe a little bit less of us going, come on guys, we're doing this now, because we're sort of, and then we're in that place to observe and think and reflect and think about the children's journey in that term or year or 2 years that they've been with us. And I've really noticed how completely self-sufficient they are. You know, they just, they might start out being very close to their parent or being very kind of up to us all the time, like, oh, Gemma, Lewis, can we get this out? Can we play this? Can we do that? And then the sessions this week, they've just been, they don't need us as much. So it feels really interesting. It gives you that space to watch them and see how far they go by themselves. And like, that is your objective, I guess, isn't it? That you have a group and you have them for a long period of time and you look at the outcomes of it. And
well, it's that thing of, because we, in metaphorical terms, meet them where they are week after week after week after week, you don't, it's less obvious than if you were, say, looking at like a scheme of work and you go, oh, last week they did lesson two, so the next natural progression is lesson three, because if you think of skills in terms of building on top of each other, you know, they might show you level two, level three of something this week, and then the next week actually they're having a bad week, so they're down to level one, and then actually the next week, because they got that time to spend doing something simple, then now they're up to seven, or, you know, not that we think of them in terms of levels, but it's that kind of thing of, rather than consistently ploughing through, because then you're almost, you could be disappointed at the end. You go, look, I have done a 6-8 week, I used to think that sometimes, you go, look, I've done a 6-8 week literacy scheme, and it, almost you give yourself a success rate against, oh, okay, how many of my class can now do all the things I've taught them in 8 weeks? And it's always well, I think at week 8, it's always like brilliant. And then if you leave them, give them a week off, 2 weeks off, you come back to it and you go, oh, none of you have retained any of this.
Yeah.
Whereas just seeing the kids every time is, different, because they, yeah, like you say, you just get some time this week and we just see them where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, we it was a nice dynamic today as well, because we had some older siblings who've already broken up from school joining in, and some of them had been before, and some of them we know from doing school visits, and so they were really excited to be here, and I love it when you get mixed age groups like that, where you think, oh, how's this going to be when you've got these older children, and actually I think it's brilliant.
Well, I thought it was really interesting. So there's a boy who came who, his little brother's been coming for a long time, and it's really interesting when you see children who haven't, who, so his brother, the older child hasn't ever come to like consistent sessions here. He's come to some one-off things, but hasn't ever done what I'd say is proper forest school. And then he brought with him today, and he normally brings with him some like army things or some whatever, and he brought with him today, I would say, more things than usual. And I thought it was really interesting, because I was kind of like, oh, I mean, all the kids know that they can bring stuff. They sometimes bring little things. But I was like, it just made me sort of reflect on it, and I was like, why is he, well, I wonder why he's felt the need to bring that, because I was like, but everything's here, and then I was like, no, nothing's here. So there's this weird thing of like, everything you need is actually here, but there isn't actually anything here. And I then have been sort of mulling that over in my head of like, actually everything you need to be a superhero or build a police station or, you know, go off exploring or to, you know, there's everything you need to do anything. You type any type of children's play, unless it's like use an iPad. Yep. Every other type of children's play can be done here. Even down to like, okay, we don't have balls, but you use pine cones and we, you know, or we make mud balls and we do, you know, and all those things. And I was like, it's all here. And it's interesting that obviously the children that come here regularly have built up that kind of almost library of resources, so that you go into
that
a class, but you go into a classroom and particularly early years classrooms have, you know, stuff set out on a table. They're like, these are the resources you'll need to play Three Little Pigs, and it'll be blocks and some little pig characters and some whatever else. And in some ways that can be very helpful for kids because they get scaffolded. In other ways it's very, it can be restricting because you go, actually I want to make my tower out of, you know, toilet roll tubes or whatever, you know. And it's just, it has made me think about what we have here. And it felt very, so we did take a picture, didn't we, at the end, which felt very schooly. You know, the parents asked if they could take a picture with us, and I don't know, we don't normally, we don't do much of the, I would say, the like formal and staged parts of school. You know, we do.
I know, and I sometimes I was like, oh, maybe we should do something meaningful to say, you know, to, especially those children that we've known for a long time and they're going off to school. But then I think about some of those children and go, that wouldn't necessarily suit them to go. No. It's a very adult, I don't know. I think it's, for some, for, in some circumstances it's really lovely.
It's an unbalanced.
Some children find it memorable.
It's unbalanced in terms of how much you weight it. You know, you have a, we have a concept of, you have been here for every week for a year and I'm really going to miss you. I would say to some kids, they can't comprehend that they aren't going to see you tomorrow.
No, yeah.
So to make a bit, try and make a big song and dance out of it, is all you would do is have a less than successful last session.
Yeah, and try to put, and putting the spotlight on those few children that are leaving and highlighting the fact that some of them aren't leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, I, well, I think it's like I was saying, so it's uneven in terms of you and the kids, but there's another person involved in that relationship, which is quite often the parent,
yes,
which is sometimes missed out on, and you do that thing where you go, oh, the kids are going, actually, you've had a meaningful relationship with an adult for eight weeks, and it's like, you know, you've, some of them are staying on because they've got younger siblings and they go, well, I'll be coming with one now, not two.
They've all said they're coming on Saturdays to do a monthly family session.
Which is really nice to know that you're not losing, you know, it's not a complete, you know, curtain drop.
I was just thinking about like an alternative, you know, an end of term celebration that would be child led, and how you would do that. You know, if you kind of, if you had more time, I think you could say to some children like, how, you know, kind of do a bit of work about like what a ceremony is, because they do that in their play. They do that celebration.
You want to get into recapitulative stuff. That's what you
want
to do. And
there is another definition of play types about festival. It's like a play category of, so a bit like when we had that ceremonial mud kitchen opening. Actually, the mud kitchen had been like that,
it's been
for
there for
weeks,
years.
weeks. But that day, it was the grand opening.
Well, it was the grand opening of her restaurant.
Of her restaurant.
It wasn't that she thought. I don't think she would have ever said she'd built anything, but she had been
in
working,
the
and
game.
She in the imaginary game, she had been working for a really long time and wanted recognition. I think of the amount of perseverance and work that she'd put in, which is,
and she led that, and so that's kind of like in my imagination, that's the ideal like end of term celebration, is that like the kids in some way decide what they want to do to say goodbye, and then, and not just the kids that are leaving, but the whole group, you know, us as a group, we're all we're not going to be a group anymore. What do we do as a final thing? But I think it would need quite a lot of time.
You'd almost need to have it week one, and the, you know, and start talking about it then. But I think it's too big of a concept to try and accurately celebrate 10, 15 people individually as they would like to be celebrated, because not only have you got the side of it being I am the person, let's say I am the person leaving and I don't want to be recognised, I don't want to stand up in front of everybody clap.
Yeah.
But equally, the other side of it is I don't want to have to sit there for 20 minutes and clap everybody else, because that's not how I want to say...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's the audience side of any sort of celebration, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's interesting. And whether... But then whether you... Whether it, in some ways, is nicer not to have a closed bookend on it. And like you say, lots of these families will come back infrequently for a little while, and they might, you know, and then they might come back on Saturdays or whatever else. And actually, it's particularly for kids, it's nicer, I think, conceptually, to be like, you know, you don't just
it's a pause,
or it's like, okay, this isn't the end of you having a relationship with Lewis and Gemma. You know, I have seen kids that came to Forest School 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I'm, you know, you, the weird thing about doing this is I think you do have more of a ability to jump straight back in and go, I know you in a different way than if you were in my class at school.
Completely. It's very interesting, isn't it? I was thinking about that. There's a family, a child that I often see in Tesco's, and he is three, and I used to do, it was at the nursery school where I used to go and do pop-up stuff. And even though I haven't been there for probably a year now, I still see him, and he has a sort of real, like, he just really stares at me in this really
knowing
way, and it's really lovely. And I think there's something about the child-led nature of Forest School, and the fact that you are playing with the kids, and that's all you're doing. You're just playing. You've got no other outcome. There's no other demands, which means that the relationship you build up with those children is so different to the relationship you build up when you're teaching.
Well, because I was going to say, that's the thing.
It's just on their terms, isn't it? Yeah. You're never forcing them to do anything. The trust they have in you and the relationship they have with you is completely different.
Well, and also I think back to being a teacher and thinking how much of my mental space wasn't being used for how happy... you know, well-developed, you know, comfortable are they? I needed to know what level their reading was off the top of my head.
Yep.
And that's... I get disappointed that that is the information that floods back into my head when I see those children. As I go, oh, you caused me a real headache for writing because you were the one that pulled my numbers down.
And
I
they
got
know that. Out. Well, they sense that, you know. They sense that they're being a disappointment, or they can't do that thing right now and you really... And they, you know, they, all kids, I believe, want to... form a positive relationship with you as much as they can, and so if they get that sense that actually you're not, they're not meeting your expectations, then even from a very young age they're going to feel that sadness that they can't actually meet you where, you know, where you want them to be.
And it's just disappointing because it's not, I wouldn't say you or I as individuals would want that to be the thing that defines the relationship, but the structure of schooling compared to the structure of Forest schooling is that in a school you need to know those things about children and you don't have the time to get to know that. Whereas, you know, these kids, if we see some of the kids that are going, that have left today, if we see them in 2 years' time, I won't be thinking, I wonder how their writing's going. I'll think, I wonder if he's still into, like, pink things. Yeah, so I think we'll call that one there.
Yep.
We're going to try and keep them going over the summer, but they might not come out. And exactly that. Well, maybe not on exactly the same time. We should try and like bulk them.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
And just.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Bye.
Bye.